From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It is Tuesday, April 30th.
So let's get it started.
As we're seeing the examples of countless universities that have resorted to such blatant forms of repression, we felt essentially better safe than sorry.
Anti-war protests spreading across the country, including right here in the Bay Area, and they're getting some vocal support from faculty members.
Weather has turned gorgeous on us, and good weather always helps with small business retail in San Francisco.
San Francisco bouncing back. We check in with a local business getting attention all around the world.
I cannot win it. But I didn't think I was going to win this big.
The country's newest billionaire has stepped forward to claim his prize. Why the billion-dollar jackpot was basically heaven sent.
We had to, step out of the train of some of them and run out to the platform and grab a photo really quick and make sure to hop on before the doors close again.
And these students are racing through BART stations in the Bay at an incredible speed, the world record they are trying to break.
Good morning. I'm Gianna Frankel. Yeah, it's hard enough to navigate your morning commute, whether it's on the roadways or on BART, and they're having a really good time sort of going through it very quickly.
BART put them on the payroll. Good morning, everybody. I'm Reed Cowan.
I feel like that's me trying to catch a BART train, and I'm not looking to break a Guinness World Record here. It's just me always in a rush. Oh, I missed the connection. We've all been there, right?
Yes.
I'm Nicole Zalumas. But we need to start with the developing story out of Concord this morning. Contra Costa fire crews are still mopping up a major fire in Concord that began overnight. As we take a live look at the scene, this is an active scene right now at the corner of Sunset and East Streets. It's near the Concord BART station, and crews have been there for hours. We've seen this ladder go up and down throughout the morning. Right now, the ladder is up and still spraying water on that three-story building, hoping to, contain and make sure that none of those flames break out. Now, they broke out around 10 p.m. last night. Here's the video from earlier. You can see just flames shooting out of the roof of the three-story building. Fire crews flowed water here for about 2.5 hours before the blaze emptied. They did confirm no one was in the building at the time of the fire, and there are no reported injuries. So that is the good news there, Gianna.
Yeah, thankfully, and some good news to report when it comes to the roadways in and around that area. We've been kind of keeping a close eye because there were quite a few closures and affecting traffic. We were seeing some busy conditions for anyone heading over towards that Concord BART station. Things were quite slow there, but they are slowly opening up roadways there in and around where that closure is. Now, if you're taking the freeways, extra volume, because a lot of people use that as an alternate, especially Highway 4 and 242 trying to get over to 680. And Highway 4 is busy anyway, westbound, as you head into Bay Point due to a crash, and it looks like it's slow in both directions. Let's get a look at that forecast this morning. I know some changes are on the way for the weekend, but the question is, Darren, is that wind going to stick around?
Yes, especially if you live anywhere near the coast. And I know, Gianna, you've been talking about how you really been feeling it. Reed was saying he's been feeling the strong winds, and Nicole is a bit more of an inlander, hasn't really been feeling it much at all. And that's been the shared experience across the Bay, and I'm going to try and break that down here. First thing I have to show you, though, is the 7-day forecast, because the headline today is the change coming our way for the weekend. Look how we're going to stay sunny and relatively warm inland and not really terribly windy there either until we get to the weekend, and then Bay Area-wide, chance of rain and a noticeable cool down, going down to the low 60s. So before I do anything else, we just need to spotlight that. I'm going to go into all the detail on where things stand with that system, timing, amounts, all of it coming up in the complete First Alert forecast. But first, what is up with the wind again today? Watch what happens. We get into the afternoon, 40-mile-an-hour gusts along the coast, not terribly windy inland. What's happening is kind of a classic spring pattern with a little bit of an assist. It gets windy here in the spring, especially near the water. But just like we have a weather system coming our way this weekend, it's going to cool us down and give us some light rain. There are several other weak systems before that that keep grazing us to the north. We'd have no clue they were even there, except they keep amping up the winds a little more. And when you look at what's going to happen today, anywhere near the water, you're going to feel it. If you're inland, maybe not so much. See you with that full forecast coming up in a bit. For now, guys, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Darren. It's time now for a look at this morning's top stories. Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price said she will go before the Board of Supervisors today to challenge the signature count for her recall campaign. The committee Save Alameda for Everyone launched the recall effort less than a year into Price's term. They were frustrated with her progressive politics. Supervisors are set to receive the final count today from the Registrar of Voters and possibly set a recall election date. A lockdown at the San Bruno jail is expected to be lifted this morning. It comes after an inmate sent a deputy to the hospital following a brief altercation. The San Francisco Sheriff's Office says inmate David Carrs was put in a safety cell after he punched the deputy in the face. This comes weeks after the county initiated a lockdown at two county jails after multiple instances of prisoners allegedly assaulting jail employees. And plans are on hold to change a San Francisco intersection where a family of four was killed. You can recall the family died while waiting at a bus stop near the West Portal Muni station. Now, the city wanted to remove eight parking spaces there and implement left-turn restrictions. However, businesses protested it. Now, the city says they're going to reach out to the community for more input before making any changes.
Well, the protest against the war in Gaza has more than doubled in size at UC Berkeley, from protesters in 60 tents to now protesters in 150 tents. That's just one of many protests we're seeing across the country staged on university campuses. Now, in the North Bay, Sonoma State campus, educators plan to walk out of class at 11 today. They will join protesters who are in those encampments. Protesters want the university to disclose investments. You can see right there what their demands are. They also want educators to create official curriculum on Palestinian history. And larger, they say they want a ceasefire. We reached out to the school who told us their primary concern is safety of all on campus while supporting the right to free expression and minimizing disruption there. And at San Francisco State University, faculty also joining in the protest. Here's our John Ramos.
Welcome, everybody, to the Safe State Rally for Solidarity with Gaza.
The crowd of students jammed Malcolm X Plaza at the noontime rally. San Francisco State was about to become the latest American university to establish a live-in protest over the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians.
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine! Free.
The student demands are now familiar. Divest from Israel's military, cut ties with its universities, and recognize the action in Gaza as genocide. And in the crowd was political science professor James Martell. He's part of a newly formed group called Faculty for Justice in Palestine, lending support to the student movement.
It's beautiful. I love seeing all the students and the faculty. We're all united. We've been organizing for a long time together.
On Sunday, the faculty group sent a letter to the administration requesting that they take no action to hamper the on-campus protests. They're asking that they refrain from dispatching police to student demonstrations, refrain from academic retaliation against students, and respect their right to protest on campus. Still, Professor Martell isn't convinced that things will stay peaceful.
No, the tradition at this university is to have cops come and destroy everything and arrest everyone. So if they keep up that tradition, we're in trouble. But I hope that doesn't happen.
That tradition dates back to 1968, when police engaged in a bloody clash with students protesting the school's treatment of people of color. The incident became a national embarrassment and led to reforms by the university, including the establishment of the nation's first College of Ethnic Studies. Another member of today's faculty group, Professor Omar Zaza, says he hopes it wouldn't happen again, although the images from campuses around the country do feel like what happened before.
In this specific moment, as we're seeing the examples of countless universities that have resorted to such blatant forms of oppression, we felt essentially better safe than sorry, come together proactively and say, we are asking this not happen and we're here to support.
When the rally ended, the protesters began assembling their tents, surrounded by a protective line of students standing hand in hand. They seem convinced that there will be an effort to force the students out. Professor Martell said he'd like to believe that it won't happen.
But I think it's nonetheless kind of part of the tradition of how the left gets dealt with, is to bring in the cops.
College campuses have always been a crucible for social change. The question for San Francisco State is whether it will be a place where history is learned or simply repeated.
On the other side of the country, protesters barricaded the door of an academic building at Columbia University. This escalation happened after the school suspended students who refused to break down their tent encampment in the center of campus. As the NYPD stands outside of campus, you can see this, a hammer against glass, protesters breaking windows, locking themselves inside university buildings. And as protests continue to grow across our country, the U.S. has stepped up its pressure for a 6-week ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to sign off on a new proposal that reportedly includes fewer hostages released in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Secretary Blinken saying the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.